MSO New Sports, giving voice to the North Shore. Powered by Taparo Capital Management.
This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by our baseball insider, Andy Carbone. Andy, play ball. Good morning. Hello.
The big day is here, Bill. It's opening day, set to get underway for the Red Sox. Another big season coming our way.
All right, Andy. It's hard to believe. So little fanfare for the start of the 2024 season, but what can you tell us?
Yeah, it's a good way to say it, Bill. I can't remember the Red Sox season getting underway, and no one seems to really care, but it's a 10-game West Coast road trip to start things off tonight in Seattle against the Mariners. First pitch, 10-10. Brian Baio gets the ball for Boston, and Baio will be followed the starting rotation by Nick Pivetta, Cutter Crawford, Garrett Whitlock, and Tanner Houck. That definitely sounds like a rotation that's going to bring the World Series trophy to Fenway.
Yeah, the miracle Red Sox of 2024. All right. You got some other Red Sox names in the news, right?
Yeah. Craig Breslow added a few pitchers since we last spoke to try to bulk up the staff. Last night they made a move acquiring pitcher Naoki Uesama from the Tampa Bay Rays for cash considerations. The 30-year-old has spent his 11-year career pitching in Japan. He'll be headed to Worcester to start off the season. And Sox also signed pitcher Chase Anderson over the weekend to a one-year contract after he was released by the Pirates. Anderson has pitched for 7 teams in his 10-year career. So a couple arms being added to the minor league system with the chance that they'll be needed at some point. But Fenway.
All right, Andy. Other Red Sox notes to share with us here?
Well, getting into the world of betting, if the Red Sox surprise the baseball world and play well this season, you might want to get your bets in before first pitch tonight. Odds are plus 6,500 for the Sox to win the World Series. That's their highest odds since 1985. And odds are plus 10,000 for them to win the American League pennant, the highest since 1967.
Oh, so people think they're going to win, Andy? Do I have that wrong?
Far from it.
Oh, okay. All right. I just do not get betting. All right. Tonight's the opening day for the Red Sox, albeit on the road, but they'll be back home. They're not going to be back home for a long time, right?
Yeah, we got a little bit of time to wait for the big day, opening day at Fenway, April 9th against the Orioles. And tickets, believe it or not, as we've been saying, seems like the last 3 or 4 weeks, they're still available at the box office at Fenway. And again, at RedSox.com, Red Sox have announced that the home opener, the team's going to honor Tim and Stacy Wakefield, who both passed away from cancer since the end of last season, and they're also going to honor the 2004 World Series champion.
All right, and the other news story that really is just kind of crystallizing, if you will, very late here in the preseason is the Red Sox announcing crews, and I put a plural on that, for the 2024 season. What can you share with us there?
Yeah, a lot of names in the mix again once this year. Dave O'Brien, Mike Monaco going to handle the play-by-play duties. Lou Maroney, Will Middlebrooks, Kevin Millar, Kevin Youkilis will be doing the color commentary. Tom Caron's going to host the pre- and post-game shows once again. We'll be joined by Jim Rice, Will Middlebrooks, Lenny Donato, Jonathan Papelbon, and Devin Marrero, a newcomer, former Red Sox infielder. This will be Caron's 24th season of Red Sox coverage, and for Jim Rice, his 22nd.
You know, it's funny, when you were just mentioning Rice, I'm thinking, boy, he's been there for quite a while. So there you go. There's my answer right there, Andy. Thank you.
Right on top of it.
Man, what Mr. Anticipation. Speaking of being ahead of the curve, in last week's program, you mentioned, you talked about Shohei Ohtani's situation out there with the Dodgers, and I think you have an update for us this week?
Yeah, he had a little bit of a press conference, if you will, the other day. He said that he'd never been on baseball, never asked anyone to do it for him. Tony spoke to the public the first time on Monday since the allegations of illegal gambling and theft involving his former interpreter came out last week. Through another interpreter, Tony said he's very sad that someone close to him would be accused of theft and illegal sports betting. He called his ex-interpreter a liar and claimed that he did not know that he was paying off those debts. The interpreter is accused of stealing more than $4.5 million from Ohtani to pay off those gambling debts made to a bookmaker. And this whole thing is now under a federal investigation.
All right.
More of this story, Bill. I don't know if we'll ever know the whole story, but it could be very murky.
You know, I was perusing the internet the other day. I was scrolling through. I think I got interrupted, but I thought I saw Pete Rose commenting on something. I didn't read what he had to say, but
I'll tell you exactly what he said.
Okay, what did he say?
Oh, yeah, Charlie Hustle said, "I wish I had an interpreter back in the 70s and 80s, and I'd be off scot-free."
There you go. Okay. I wish I had followed up on that. All right.
What I found interesting about Pete's comments when I heard that the other day was, well, you know, he was saying that he bet on Reds games to win when he was the manager of the Reds, and that was in the mid-1980s. And now he's saying if he had an interpreter back in the 70s and 80s, so obviously his discrepancies were going on for quite a while, I guess, with that comment.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, as long as he was betting on him to win, I'm kidding here. All right. What else do you have for us? Close us out here with our Major League Baseball news this week.
A few more transactions of note since we last spoke. The Diamondbacks the other day signed pitcher Jordan Montgomery to a one-year $25 million contract. Montgomery was the last so-called big-name free agent still left on the market. The Mets signed former Red Sox DH J.D. Martinez to a one-year $12 million deal. Former Red Sox catcher Sandy Leon released by the Royals, and former Red Sox pitcher Drew Pomeranz released by the Angels.
All right, and Andy. So there, and we have one owner in the news today, right?
Yeah, longtime Orioles owner Peter Angelos passed away over the weekend at the age of 94. He organized a group that purchased the Orioles back in 1993 for $173 million, which at the time was the highest paid for a sports franchise.
And he must have been, Camden Yards must have been, was that after that or before that? I'm trying to think, man.
No, it was right around that time. He was involved with that. Yep, absolutely.
Yep, a very revolutionary, if you will, ballpark. Set the trend, I think, for future Major League stadiums for baseball, for sure. Yep, definitely. All right, and I've been there at least once, I think, once or twice, yeah.
Yeah, same myself.
All right, Andy, any other insight on tonight's game, just one game one, anything you can share with us, anything unique game one tonight in Seattle for the Sox?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how Brian Bello comes out after getting the big contract a few weeks ago as the pitcher of the future for the Red Sox, how he's going to step up on his first opening day start. It's going to be interesting to watch a few of the Sox bats in the lineup, see how they're going to produce to get the season underway. A lot of focus, obviously, on Tristan Casas at first base to come off his big rookie season. And then shortstop, of course, Trevor Story coming back from the arm injury last year. He's at full health and ready to swing the bat and provide some offense for the Red Sox. And Rafael Devers, of course, the cornerstone to the lineup. So have to see how that all plays out. And then the outfield's a little murky right now. They have some names that are going to be bouncing around. We'll see how that all fills in, but keep an eye on center fielder Sedane Rafaela. He has quite the glove out in center field, kind of comparable to a Jackie Bradley Jr. type, so that could bring some excitement to the outfield. And newly acquired outfielder Tyler O'Neill from the offseason from the St. Louis Cardinals, providing some potential thump from the right-hand side of the batter's box, so we'll have to see how this all plays out. And of course, looking at the bullpen, keep an eye on Kenley Jansen. He's in a contract year, and if he gets off to a hot start as the closer for the Sox, you could see him dealt by the trade deadline and possibly bring the Red Sox some prospects for future use.
Oh, it was so promising until right at the end there, Andy. You got someone.
I got to be a little realistic. Yeah. Take a little bit of both.
There you go. Fair enough. All right, Andy, always good talking with you. Great information, and we will talk again soon.
All righty. Looking forward to it.
Baseball insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.